It's Saturday. In fact, the last Saturday before the 2008 election, and I'm sitting here on the lawn at the National Mall. This morning I took the metro to the Smithsonian stop, and for those of you who know it, you emerge and the first thing you see is the Washington Monument, and I walked along around it and passed to the Lincoln Memorial, past the reflecting pool, and I can't tell you how friendly and kind and in a good mood everybody is here. It's striking, frankly, how beautiful this day is. It's near perfect. And I'm going to attempt to put together a series of complex thoughts that I'm having in my head. It seems that I should at least attempt to capture them, although as somebody who can't even record her outgoing voicemail in anything less than 7 attempts, I'm not holding out great hopes, but I'm going to try for you anyway. I think as I've had this time, what is the most extraordinary about this is how completely unextraordinary it has been in the sense of the things that I anticipated. For people who've been reading along with me, I don't think it comes as a surprise that I have met incredibly kind people, that people have extended themselves so wonderfully to me. But I think what is almost most telling is that in the cases where I met and talked at length with people whose views are so very different than mine, I am absolutely amazed that as I listened, how much we had in common. Our ways of processing information might be different, but the things that motivate us, the things that drive us, at least in the biggest sense, are strikingly similar. If I was going to try to put an overriding narrative together for this, I suppose it would look something like this. I could very well not have taken this trip as much for my own concerns and the ones expressed by family and friends who basically felt like, oh, I shouldn't do it on the scooter, or at least don't go alone, or any number of fears about where I was riding and the areas I'd be riding through. And it turns out that all of that really didn't matter in the end. The probability of something happening was so minute when compared to the reality. The probability of something bad happening, while it was there, it certainly wasn't large enough to justify not taking the trip. And then when I look at the interviews and I listen to what people are saying, what you can hear very clearly is that oftentimes fears taken out of proportion will drive decisions and a view of policy that frankly doesn't warrant it. So the fear that maybe China's going to take over, or that the terrorists are at the door, and even things as simple as that somehow their marriage would be diminished if two gay men were allowed to get married. All of those, so out of proportion, but so real for people, and in fact driving a willingness to accept policy and accept an intrusion into our lives, whether it's in the form of the FISA bill or whether it's dictating and putting a marriage ban that says two people can't love each other. It is those out of proportion fears and concerns that separate us, not our ideologies. And then finally, if I was going to ask myself, what is it I want from the next administration? It's basically to appeal and to help us as a nation get aligned with what is great in this country, and not to unite us through a shared fear. I have two children, and more than anything, what I hope for them and for their children is to see what I got to see for the last 4 weeks. That everywhere you look, people are here, fumbling and bumbling our way through this whole experience, but that it isn't about whether we are inherently good or we are inherently evil. We are, in fact, inherently human. And that, I found, is pretty cool. So let me try and leave you with this. If you ever want to know what you value in the world, walk away from it for a while. And if you ever want to have faith, disconnect yourself from everything that you think defines you and look around, because what you find is everything you ever need, you already have. And so I'm going to go home now. I'm going to go back to the people that I love. But I'm going to go back believing in something bigger about this country, but also about what we can be. So thanks for coming along with me. I feel very, very blessed that you did.